Jenny Evans as well, who's the lady in charge of the website. And Jenny, hello to you, officially, as it were.
Hi, hello.
We're going to talk about websites in a minute. I know Crun is really keen to talk about websites, but you've insisted it's your turn to speak. But we're going to hear another track, first of all, from this little four-track sampler. Mike Evans, It's a Fascinating World, a James Warren song. Anything you want to tell me about this song or not?
Well, it's concerning a kind of kaleidoscopic view of news waffle and
the sort of thing, in fact.
Kind of thing. It's a kaleidoscopic view of the world, which is sort of wrapped up in impressions from James Warren's fecund imagination.
Mm, it's always best to play the music, I think, don't you?
Well, yes. I mean, you did ask.
I'm going to do it again.
She hangs there gazing at her navel and wonders why the earth is spinning round. Floating high above the table, rejoicing in the miracle of sound. Oh, it's a fascinating world. Across the water, my shoes were becoming rather wet. I laughed as I thought of Ryan's daughter, the nicest hydrophobe I've ever met. Oh, it's a fascinating world.
I can't actually buy that at the moment, but that is a kind of sampler CD of four tracks called More, and they're four tracks from Stackridge. Now, The previous half hour we spent talking a bit about the old days. This next bit of the programme, we're going to look forward. And this is where I bring in Jenny Evans, who is coincidentally married to Mike Evans, and for which, congratulations. You look remarkably well on it.
For surviving.
Yeah, I know, 20 years as well. Yeah, he's still smiling as we get older. I don't know, is it? But to be serious for a moment, I mean, what was it that first, Jenny, alerted your kind of antennae to the fact that there might be a point in Stackridge reforming, as it were?
Well, I think it came first from my daughter Ruth, who found all these CDs when she was 14 or 15. Well, not the CDs, she found the old LPs, in fact. Disappeared off with them, played them several times, came down, went back, played them again, and came back and said, you know, my friends would really like this. Why don't you do it again? And then kept saying, why don't you get in touch with these people, because you ought to do something with this. Till in the end I did get in touch with everybody. And about the same time, the three earliest LPs were reissued by a company called Demon Records as CDs. And we followed their progress with interest. And we found that they've sold steadily and comfortably, not in this country, but abroad. Particularly in Japan and Germany, which made us think, well, if there's something of a market there, and with the development of the internet as well as a way of selling things, we thought, well, if we put the whole thing together, we can create a little cottage industry here that might be fun to do, because we certainly all thought that it would be fun to do the sort of Stackridge thing again.
Mm.
And that's really where it all came from.
Okay. I just forgot to mention that she initially played them all at 45 RPM.
get that microphone in front of Cran a minute, will you, Jenny? Because we can't hear a word he's saying like that.
They played first at 45 RPM. You had those of you who've been listening to the programme or haven't dozed off yet, right at the beginning, the first track was James singing at double speed. At the moment, he's doing everything at double speed because he's just had twins, or should I say, his dear lady Claire has just had twins. Yeah. Hi, James. Hi, Claire. Hi, twins. If you're listening.
They're listening, perhaps. Okay. Right. Cran, what was your view on the whole thing when the idea of putting Stackridge back together again came about?
Well, I thought it's better than sticking your head down a toilet all day.
Yeah.
I'm crawling about in trenches, which is what I normally do, so I thought, yeah, it's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, seriously.
And I also thought that most of us have still got a lot of enthusiasm, still got a lot of time for music and enjoy doing it.
What was it like coming together? I know that not everyone is on this CD, but I mean, you, James, Cran, Mike, coming together to make these four tracks. Did you feel...